33. While it is cloudy, the UV index is still 6 or high. Later on tonight, we have cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 19. Now taking a look at the roads, expect delays on John Kender Boulevard between Portsmouth Avenue and Maple Street through October 9th, and at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Kender Boulevard as construction work continues. There are also ongoing delays on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road for Utilities Kingston work. Traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction, so watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share the lane signage. In road closures, Berry Street at 283 Queen Street, Wright Crescent between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent, Norman Rogers Drive between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive, and South Bartlett Street between Victoria Street and Smith Street all remain closed for construction-related activity. Point St. Mark Drive between Gore Road and Barker Drive is closed through September 14th at 5 p.m., while a Utilities Kingston contractor completes water main work. Princess Street between Frontenac Street and Division Street also remains closed for the city's major reconstruction project. Sydenham Street between Princess and Queen is closed to through traffic for the Sydenham Street community space, although on-street parking remains available. And finally, Sentinel Drive between Bath Road and Taylor Kidd Boulevard will have nightly road closures through September 11th, running from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. for resurfacing. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Nicole Fougeau, Executive Director of Heart Center. Heart Center is a registered not-for-profit charitable organization for adults with disabilities and those who face barriers and wish to take part in affordable, accessible, and available arts, music, dance, and theater programs led by trained instructors and qualified community artists. HEART exists so all people can participate in the arts throughout their lives and as they age. HEART Center passionately believes in nurturing a vibrant, exciting, and supportive culture that encourages artists, staff, volunteers, and audiences to reach beyond society's limiting beliefs and expectations, to value each other for their creative abilities, and to share this understanding with the world. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on today's special community takeover of our airwaves, I'm here with Nicole Fougeau, the executive director, the brand new executive director of the Heart Center here in Kingston. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to meet you and happy to be here.
So when I say brand new, I'm not kidding. This is your first week?
Absolutely. It's been amazing.
Fantastic. And new to Kingston too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first week on the job and second week in Kingston.
Okay, well, hitting the ground running, coming in here, I really appreciate your time coming to chat with me today. So we'll get a little bit more into your story, but to start, for listeners who may not be familiar, can you let us know, what is the Heart Center?
The Heart Center is a beautiful arts center that provides meaningful artistic experiences to adults with intellectual disabilities or developmental disabilities. It's this beautiful space that right now is located in Providence Village, north on Princess Street. It has three gorgeous studios, and every day it's filled with laughter and joy and creativity, connection, socialization for a fantastic group of Heart Center artist participants.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, if you spend any time on your social media seeing the images of some of the activities that you have happening, the vibrancy, the joy, the sense of community really comes through there. So that's really exciting to see. And for you, how did you get involved with this fantastic organization?
It's been a real winding path of a career for me, and yet I really feel like my heart feels connected to Heart Center. To be playful with my words, the heart of my career has always been leading me here. I started my career as a professional contemporary dancer and joyfully got to work with some really amazing Canadian companies like Fondation Jean-Pierre Perrault from Montreal, Karen Jameson Dance Company in Vancouver, or dance leader David Earle in Ontario. And even when I was working as a professional performer, I always felt like it seemed unfair that only a few of us got to dance on stage and everybody else sat in the dark watching. I loved it better when I was in a room full of people and everybody was expressing themselves through the arts. And so I felt a real calling into education. And that's where I started with a program called Learning Through the Arts with the Royal Conservatory of Music. And in Learning Through the Arts, we worked in schools and communities, and we taught math and science and language and history through drama, dance, music, and visual arts. And then I was always in rooms full of people who were fully engaged in the arts and expressing themselves. And from there, one, two, skip a few, I tumbled into art centers. And art centers, they are just like, I really do think of them like a heart center of a community, with the flow of blood being all these fantastic community members that weave in and out of them. I worked at an amazing art center in Canmore, Alberta. Gorgeous. It had a theater and an art gallery and several studios. And then once you skip a few, I jumped over to Newfoundland. And I was happy to be executive director of an art center out there called the Rotary Art Center in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Again, a beautiful theater, two art galleries, several artist studios. But working at Heart Center weaves together my love of education together with my love of the arts venue or the arts center concept.
Because Heart Center kind of has this unique approach of the programming that you do internally, but it also invites in other groups as well with the Box Studio.
It does, though we have changed venues, so right. We're using our vocabulary a little bit differently, but the concepts are still there. And for me, I would say that community engagement is a real core value. I think about it like we have our breath in and our breath out. You have to have people coming in and people coming out of the art center. It can't just be one way or the other. So, hey, everybody out there, I'm new in town and I'm excited to meet you. If you're running a community organization and you see that there might be some symbiosis or overlap or connection between our two organizations, I'd love to hear about it because I'm excited to create a whole bunch of new partnership connections.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Thank you.
Providence Village is pretty new, I think, for most people in the city of Kingston. So I feel like you're coming in at a time where, you know, you're probably as familiar or more familiar than a lot of other people with this space. And I know that it is becoming its own arts hub. Like, I understand the Kingston School of Art is there as well. What is it like being in Providence Village with Heart?
Oh, it's such a gorgeous building. And there seems to be a culture of wellness developing within the building. Like, it has many, many tenants like Heart to Heart Seniors, Council on Aging. There's an independent living community in there. The Alzheimer's Society is there. There's some talks about even maybe having a sweat lodge on the land there with Nest. And so we are just in one wing of this bigger ecosystem. And so in the last year, I know that the team there has been really getting to know their neighbors. And for example, they did a partnership activity with seniors in the community, and they built these incredible garden boxes with beautiful flowers that is part now of the landscape of that building.
I will admit, I have not had an opportunity to check it out yet, but it seems like there's more and more compelling reasons to come and see it. And I mean, you're certainly adding to that.
Agreed.
So as the executive director, are you still able to tap into the performance side of what you do? Or is it more administration or a little bit of both?
Oh, all of the above. And I confess that my office shares a wall with the music studio. And earlier this week, while I was reading over some of the grants we've been approved for, I was also appreciating the karaoke session that was on the other side of the wall. So I was like, you know, I think I better join the karaoke session on the other side of the wall, and end up doing a Taylor Swift duo with one of the Heart artists. And that was a real moment of smiles in the middle of my day. But yes, I also look forward to teaching as well, and being part of the art activity in the studios at the same time as I'm balancing the finances and the logistical aspects of the organization.
And I think, I mean, if you can find that balance, that's so valuable. And I mean, I guess also just getting to know who's participating in Heart, because it seems like it reaches a lot of the community. It's a pretty large arts community that engages with Heart.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Heart artist participants or in the programs themselves, but the Heart Center also engages a lot of contractor artists, as you're referring to. And so I feel like every day I'm meeting new people and I'm seeing what their skill set is, and I'm learning why they love living here and why they love doing this work. As someone who worked as an artist educator for many years, I can say with confidence that artist educators are important, special people with a lot of vibrancy in them. And so I've enjoyed, as you've said, meeting this confluence of community in the last week.
And I think learning art and believing that you can do art is such an empowering activity. There's so many things in our lives that can feel intimidating, like that we can't do them or that we're not good enough to do them. And so, yeah, to have people in that role that can give you that confidence can really spill out into so many other skill sets as well.
For me, we are all artists everywhere, at all ages, at all walks of life, in all places. I feel like being an artist is cornerstone to being human. And we recognize the special skill set of people who have really dedicated their lives to becoming professional artists. But that's just a core value of mine. I believe that to be human is also to be inherently creative, inherently self-expressive, and to be inherently worthy of feeling like an artist.
One of the things we were talking about a little bit beforehand was some of the programming that you do that sort of, I guess, has a culmination to it, and some of the themes that Heart will work on throughout the year. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the programs that you're doing. I think, for example, people who attended Skelton Park might have had a little bit of a taste of this, but I wonder if we could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, and three cheers for the Skelton Park work. I heard so much about that, and I'm excited that there's still an installation out in the community that people can see from Heart artist participants. Right now, our seasonal theme is called Circus of Dreams. So, for example, this week I saw artist educator Anna Sudak working, and she is an actor, a singer, a performer, and a puppeteer. And she was working with the Heart artist participants to create some circus theme skits. And what really struck me about that was the fullness of the sense of humor. Like, this was hold your stomach laughing kind of humor that these fantastic Heart artists were sharing. And it was humor that was both verbal linguistic and also physical. And that's significant because I would say one of the things that is important to Heart Center is developing social skills, literacy skills. And I clearly saw that through these very funny circus skits. So there was like, there was a strong man and there was a juggler. There was a puppeteer. There was a very charismatic ringmaster. And I also... this was a little practice, right? And so there was a group of Heart Artist participants watching while the people who were performing were sharing. But I loved watching the audience too, because they were really like holding their bellies and laughing and leaning sideways in their chair. Like the light of the whole community was so palpable. And in the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing these Circus of Dreams performances, dances, and songs, and skits with our neighbors at Providence Village. So organizations like the Sisters of Providence are going to come down and be part of that and see it and eat some hot dogs. Heart to Heart Seniors will come, Council on Aging will come, and the Independent Living Community will also come.
Fantastic. I love how, I mean, first of all, what a fantastic theme for programming. I mean, it leaves so much open, the Circus of Dreams. This is a community or Providence Village community performance, but if folks want to get a little bit of a taste of it, and I understand that it's been extended, there is a gorgeous art installation on the fence in Skelton Park that portrays some different circus performers and artists that was done by Heart Studio. It was erected for Skelton Park Arts Festival, but it is still there now. Nicole, do you know how long it's going to be up for?
We don't, but we just decided this week that we wanted to extend it a little bit longer. So we're communicating with Skelton Park Group to secure that. But it is our hope that it stays up for at least a couple more weeks.
I will say I walk through that park often and it gives me a smile every single time I walk by it.
And speaking of smiles, I would love to tell you about an interaction I had just on my day two that gives you a real sense of why Heart Center is so important. A fantastic participant named Nathan was coming through the door and he hadn't seen me yet. His friend said, "Oh, look who's here." And he turned around and he saw me and he just lit up and he said, "Welcome, welcome, Nicole." He came over and he shook my hand. He said, "You know, I've been at Heart Center since I was 14 years old." And Nathan is now in his mid-30s. And it's true that in some of the earlier years of Heart Center, he was really working on a vision to create a path for youth with intellectual and developmental disabilities aging out of high school to engage them to continue learning using art as the medium for their self-expression. So imagine all that time for this fantastic person to be connected to Heart. And he really looked me in the eye and he said, "I hope you like it here." And I said, "Oh, thank you. Do you like it here?" I asked him. And he waved his hands in the air and he said, "I love it here. This is my home." And my heart opened up and shone from the inside out.
Yeah, how can you not fall in love with the organization after seeing that? And touching on, I guess, the initial or the original mission and where it's evolved to.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe. My fight song, take back my life song, prove them all right song. ocean. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life. Still got a lot of fight left in me.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Though I realize it's hard to take courage. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small. Show me a smile then. Don't be unhappy. Can't remember when last saw you. This world makes you crazy, and you've taken all you can bear. Just call me up, 'cause I will always be there. And I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you.
Colors are beautiful.
We could talk to the importance of programming for a diverse group, you know, not just for kids, not just for teens, but for adults as well, and for seniors, which is something that HEART does offer.
Mm-hmm. And I think that as the current cohort of HEART Center artists are also getting older, our team is learning with them about what their needs are and how that evolves our programming.
And I think that's so important. I mean, it's beautiful to imagine a community service or a community organization where you can be there 16 years, 20 years, spend your entire life working with it or being involved in it. I wonder if you could talk generally about some of the programs that you offer at Heart.
Well, I mean, I am learning. So it's my first week. And I feel like I've been really clear with the board and the staff that for this whole first patch of time, my role is listening and learning and considering all aspects of the organization, from its logistical systems to its programs to its community outreach. And from that listening and learning, I've also asked everyone that I can come back to them in about a month's time. I'm going to do a presentation with the board. I'm going to check in again with the staff and consult and check and see if what I've heard and discerned over the last month or so is how they see it too. So I'm asking for consent in a way as I'm taking in information about what the organization is. I see this system could use help like this. I've heard you say that you need support like this. Is that so? I feel like that check for understanding or that consent building is really an important part of respect in leadership in an organization. And then from there, leading into the months to come, we're going to be really looking deeply at our strategic plan and linking any new programs or services to that core vision that's already been put together in the strategic plan, which was made collectively by board and staff and mm-hmm. community. So it's a real process, listening and learning, consent and checking for understanding, and then gently, gently building a change process. So when you ask about programs and services, I think, again, there are lots of possibilities. I know that there's some things that are happening that I'm still learning about. For example, Heart Center is really well known for its mixed ability training, which trains our artists and volunteers, but also people in the community in how to work with arts, with adults with intellectual disabilities or adults with developmental disabilities, mixed ability group of people. That's an example of a program that we run. But I myself am listening and learning.
I think that is so important, because I think there's always a fear when there is someone new that comes into an organization of like, are they going to come in, you know, slashing and burning and no, let's do it all differently. So if you can look and watch and pay attention with respect to what people really value, then I think that gives you such a strong core to build on.
Straight up. And it's interesting that you used that image of slashing and burning, because sometimes I do think about arts organizations like a forest, you know, and so you think about a new person. If I'm coming in to take care of this forest, am I going to cut it down? No! You know, like, I am absolutely going to be mindful and respectful of all the beautiful growth that is already there. Like, coming in with a fresh pair of eyes, are there things that I might see that contribute to the health of that ecosystem? Absolutely, certainly. But if I'm going to contribute to the health of the ecosystem, you have to do that in relationship with the ecosystem. So in the case of an arts organization, in relationship with the beautiful humans who are there, the participants, the families, the staff, the board, the broader community partners. When I think of that forest metaphor, that word relationship or being in relations with all the people and the things and the space around you, that's what comes to mind when I think about taking care of an arts organization.
I feel like this might be a good segue into something that kind of exemplifies that, which is the music that we've been listening to on the show today, because it is an eclectic and lively mix of music. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how this playlist came to be.
Oh, it was so much fun. I asked the staff and the participants for some of their favorite songs. So some of the songs that you're going to hear are songs that the Heart Artist participants like to dance to day to day. They know all the moves to. Some are songs that are just their favorites, you know, that they like to listen to every now and then, and we play in the studios. Some are songs that really speak from the heart about being valued, feeling our own sense of integrity and dignity as humans and as a community together. Interestingly, one of the participants, knowing that I was looking for music, came to me today with a beautiful hand drawing that he gifted me of a whole group of jazz musicians. And he told me he loves jazz. He loves Coltrane. He loves Miles Davis. This participant's name was Leonard, and the picture has a saxophone player and a pianist and a drummer. So you asked us for a playlist, and it became actually a really creative and vibrant, playful whole team activity to give you this playlist.
I mean, unfortunately, I won't be able to play everything that was on the list today, but I think it does, as you say, give a great sense of just the personalities, the varied personalities and the energy of this organization.
Absolutely.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Want to find out more about Heart, what's coming up? I know there's going to be obviously a lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline as you get into the role and start putting your creative touch on things. How do they go about finding out what you're doing?
Well, definitely follow us on Instagram or Facebook. Instagram at Heart Center Kingston, Facebook same, Heart Center Kingston. You can check out our website, www.heartcenter.ca. And you know, Heart Center is a charity, and we so rely on generous community members to share with us, to support us. And friends, I hear it's pumpkin spice season. Did you hear about that? It's like pumpkin spice has hit the stores. And where I'm going with that is we're tiptoeing towards that time of the year where people start to make decisions about where you're going to donate at the end of the year. So please think of us. Go to our website for more information. Give us a call. Check our social media. Write to us there. Because your donations directly impact integrity, dignity, belonging in this community.
And obviously, Heart is charitable. You will receive a charitable donation receipt for that. If people have time as well as money, or more time perhaps than money? Are there volunteer opportunities as well?
Yes, that's also true. And we do make sure that our volunteers are trained. So there's a commitment there in terms of your own learning process. The studios are very much alive with that. Mixed abilities of artists and volunteers are a cornerstone to our organization. Thank you.
And I will say, from a personal point of view, I have taken the mixed abilities training. Very valuable. I would highly recommend it. Some of it might seem like common sense, but I think everyone will walk away learning some things, some good food for thought, some good best practices, and really realizing, first of all, I think sometimes there's an intimidation factor about creating more inclusive events in terms of, am I going to do something wrong? Am I going to offend someone? And so training like this can be helpful in terms of helping you feel a little bit more confident in your approach, but also realizing that everyone is human, right? And the best thing you can do is listen and learn.
Ah, beautiful. We come back to that again. Listening, learning. Listening, learning, acknowledging. Yeah. And I loved what you said about everyone being human.
Nicole, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today. I love your enthusiasm. I love the theme for this year. I'm really excited to see how HART evolves in its new space and with its new direction. So first of all, congratulations to you on the position.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, it's so kind of you to have me in. And again, hey, 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 everybody out there. I'm excited to meet you. Looking for community partnerships, looking for donor relationships, looking to know how I and HART Center can connect to you in this community.
Wonderful. And what's the website again?
Oh, www.heartcenter.ca.
Check it out.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.